This is your Words of Hope for October 18, 2019. I believe a lot of the work of being an adult is just getting over what happened to us in childhood. This could be our family, school situation, or a particular hurt. In today's devotional, we think about how the faith of children is often both heartfelt and a little funny. And we realize that often, Jesus commands us to be childlike in our faith and passion for Him.
Iran is in the news a lot, but if you based everything you knew about the country from the news, you would have a very distorted view. Words of Hope has been working to reach Iran for over 40 years. And while the Persian-speaking church in Iran is small, it is also one of the fastest-growing churches in the world. To learn more about this country, visit woh.org.
The title of today's devotional is Praise from Babes and was written by Erica Loynes. As always, we begin with Scripture. Today we're reading from the book of Matthew. We're going to start at chapter 21, verse 9, and read through verse 11, and then skip to verse 14 and read through 16. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. And they said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" And Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, 'Out of the mouths of infants and nursing babes, you have prepared praise'?" Growing up, Jesus rallies were among my favorite experiences in church. At these gatherings, a leader would pose a question, "Who should you praise?" And the congregation always answered with, "Jesus." One Sunday, we arrived at church to find that a fiery 4-year-old boy was chosen to lead, resulting in a moment we would never forget. "Who woke you up this morning?" he asked. "Jesus," we replied. "Who healed your body?" he asked. "Jesus," we replied. "Who gave you cereal this morning?" he asked. The sanctuary filled with laughter. Clearly, this boy knew the smallest provision is worthy of praise. "Jesus," we replied. This may have resembled Jesus' triumphal entry into the temple in Jerusalem. A crowd is outside shouting praises, and children are inside of the temple crying out in praise. Then Jesus begins healing the blind and the lame who enter the temple. The celebration is just chaos to the chief priests, but Jesus responds with words from Psalm 8, verse 2. "Out of the mouths of infants and nursing babes, you have prepared praise." Children have an ability to express love and gratitude freely that is often lost as they age. To our detriment, we can act as if the expression, "Children should be seen and not heard," is one of the Ten Commandments. In Psalm 34, David reminds believers to bless the Lord at all times. Who are we to judge or stop the praise of children? When you pray today, give God the praise and passion of your heart. My prayer for you is that you will not be ashamed to love God like a child loves her parent. Today's devotional was written by Erica Loynes. I'm your host, Adam Navis, and I also produced today's show. Christy Prinz is the executive director for all Words of Hope Media. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, just visit woh.org. Please join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.